Oh yeah, she can't sing. Ah, not so. Oh yeah, yeah. Shall I buy him sin? I don't say yeah. Can you an inch? Then you can buy his chin. Do my dish gauge in the chair. Do touch so. Isn't it? I don't lay chasing. Tha Delcon chapter. I don't shut the art. Only based on the Lord King things is in a holy. I don't know. Sure. I don't know. The Department of the Education International show. God, there's none. There's it. I 260 schools on the Navajo Nation, kindergarten through 12th grade. I 85,000. From kindergarten through 12th grade, 80% public school within Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico. There are 11 school districts, public school districts on Navajo. Majority of our students, 80%, are attending public schools because along the ways, parents and students made a choice to go there. Because they saw something good over there, because of the perception that maybe they're doing a better job. From the beginning, back in right from 1868 on through the treaty, But I told Tahagita at that then, though I let bent on the shit that at that then eat down. I called a yashim which now is now a conde ultra. Nahaha yish what I don't a bit a yashim that's a ultra bepaz on that John that a bit eight and show the bet ultra which then the yish is the Christian hotza. I call eight that's what done let her. Juno a ya lahata dila. Hit the net that is tato, this chin, ayat el, betahini, naako, what a gay hot ane, a honda e nalkati, oh, ahas anege, Washington, betal tatsen niligi, jo ace tatting double as tatsen nil de kayap kage, Washington be peso ye e isi chon, tatting double a din 34 a tribal control schools, edo da grant schools, that I've been e hot a kat e hot e. 32 of them e at the Washington yoswas at in be bohni ko ad 13 no naki gi e bahshne dolis kade ya le Washington the congress dan lenegi senators dan lenegi ado within the executive branch of the United States government jo e dan ne the Washington ko ul tra yoswas gi Or you the a ya because or you the nal source had the ya. Do has jo a chill eat, do has jo chin os ata. Do has jo had a hot it eat at ata po o. Jo had no or your nal source had I nez de and lay your scarte hotza. Ashi benel ego this gene the la. At the do jo yank it at not and lay os agi and na hapik and benat nil al chin a yaja. A good day Washington be old hats and nil je. Ah, competent is a kid, non de hat nickle. Oi dos asko 8 out at the chin yajin and sekis, do hui yago 8 out eh. Has job nabit in estrado, has job at han neo. So quay shot the nose in, so 8 out and had ashi did up at the old cat and laid up a quit and dad nishi, the she does a dad's I owe ya ed house and edo dad, do dad's a jaw's kiss and nilda. The academic standards though will yeah but not you eat all cut off but all our assessment and then either she do jo hata that either how she does it that then or you just a yay back out on there is on a get your even now a cut a yap it's in strategy on he or say bohos aren't she but I don't know since she on lay that base of quit and hana hot nil a cook a day but it's strategy an hi e ye e kwa e wal tra a gil be kitten no e do lel jut an hi sne a ho a kron le yos karte e do ha ne da Washington e di ul tra a gil ye e do hol ni shin si be sho hol ni no do ad e ye e bit a sahul neta. Junden okade ya abiga ba ya dilti halid ati tatina kigi de nebe kiya hati ati BIE operated school lo lihegi na be ho ba de dot al. Junne ako eje eye ko e ba hasne. Ako a la ko eye e ba yilti ko beso san hane te ko eda. I'd say ya feasibility study will ya been a jnesti na be hoshin yiga de ultra tahigil yedigi spiga hashin bino khashin jota na de kit ako sa ekwe das kha a ultra de de ye e da hasne so nda na so sa de dilla o na be ho yiga benil a ba honil zan ot out e so no na so sa de dilla ako de e asla has a ye gon na do kha the governance will ye ohal ni salag ye go na de no finance not based on a rag khait a e ye e nan te to khait a e pa khaya do hajo cho i do de ki e do ya na de no a don de e ya human resources na ni shi gi jo e ka de ye Washington ya de ni civil service employees dan le I could you haj if we make this transfer will they become tribal employees or how will they be transferred over to this new education system that we're working on? So all those questions. Then the other one is curriculum. At the end, assessment. How do we measure their learning? So all of those things are big challenges. And the money has served us well. It allowed us to bring people together from the public school, BIE school, grant school, tribal government, from universities. Many of them are on hit the net and let her. Say ya, but la gana, let say ya, but it's clergy, it eh. A code did which on ibida did it, you idi ultras, angi, yegavananda, should I yelado, but the eltra, ado, not so spare the whole lot, some of them are retired administrators. So all of that has been very beneficial, ebisla nately. So we're talking about building a Navajo education system. We never had that opportunity. Whatever education program we have on Navajo were brought here by the federal government, by state governments, by the churches. The Navajo people was never invited to sit at the table where all these decisions were made way back then. So we just tagged along and took it for granted that they were doing the right thing. John Dao cut at this point in time, we know that it's not all that great because our students that graduate go through the system. By the time they get their diploma, many of them, their reading level is at the fifth grade or less. Many of them have math scores at the fourth grade or less. And so with those kinds of scores, achievement level, they have a hard time entering higher education through colleges and university because there's all kinds of requirements, examinations that one has to take before you can even get admitted to these universities. And for that reason, it becomes very frustrating. Some of them make it, it seems like they have to spend a lot of time and a lot of money doing remedial courses before they get into those degree programs. So, now, so they just get frustrated and they come home and many of them fail to go back because of what they did not accomplish. They can't even get into the military with these scores anymore because with the military, the technology and the requirements are so high. Because all they have is the high school diploma. Many jobs all over the country is now required. Degrees, associate of arts degree, even baccalaureate degree is the minimum requirement in a lot of fields. Because of those reasons, we said, we have to do a better job. We have to reestablish our own educational system where students will be the number one priority. How we educate them right now is critical. Starting off from Head Start, the Yegabatzila, into first kindergarten through first, second, third, all the way into 12th grade. We want to make an educational system that really is tied in with our way of life, our values, our culture, our language, our tradition. Because right now, a lot of our children don't have character development. Their foundation as being a dene is very weak because they don't speak the language. And so all of that is very concerning. All the policies, the plans, the procedures, the standards. So the Navajo Nation government will have to make that decision sometime, possibly within the year, 1 year. All 32 of them will become grant schools. Grant school is where the board is the authority. The money comes directly from Washington through Public Law 100-297 to the local school board. These school boards, There are a lot of challenges. We don't know all of the ways in which it could be done, but with our expert consultants that we meet with, they talk about the historical development, all the laws, all the policies, the educational standards and methods of teaching, learning, and all of that. All of these plans that we're developing was brought forth through these intense meetings that we've had. We're optimistic. I'm optimistic that this is what we have to do. If we don't do anything, this problem that I explained earlier, it's only going to get worse, Nahalin. And our kids are going to suffer more. They're going to get further behind. At the same time, our tribal government, we as the Dene people, For 66 school, we have about 5 board members for every school. That's about 330 school board members. Beso jo e ye kwe panante yi ke sa nat le gi ado e ke cha na ga gi ta ol chini ya beso pan hi tit a ha chuk chuk khuj sa sa al se pa ba tsana ne sa ta ye shi to jo da ta chu to in da nat le ata na al so san dan de le jo e ho ta e gi ta ayo na n ta den na do hotel to ta a ko chi na li ya go la ya at e na den ti de regionalize ado ne maybe Nazna 10 schools will be under that region. One of the school will be like the school district office, where there will be a superintendents for finance and for HR and for all these important functions that is necessary to run schools. So the principal, the way it is right now at the local school, the board oversees the principal. So under this new system, the principal of the local school will report to the regional superintendent. At the local school level, the principal will work with what we call local school site council. That will include the principal, the business tech, the HR tech, 2 teachers, 2 parents. And even the student body president should be a part of that site council to help make decisions, talk about local problems, and make plans for that school. The current BIE grant school, all of their policies are different. The HR policy, finance, but that's not In this transfer of authority, our plan is to develop one uniform policy for finance, one uniform policy for governance, one unified policy for human resources. This transfer of authority, we're telling the BIE, all of the authority that you have is earlier, when this whole thing started, maybe a year ago, so there was discussion of a one grant concept where all of the federal money on Navajo earmarked for education in one lump sum. Navajo Nation government will then distribute those monies to these 66 schools. That was the idea. But we explored that. We come to find out that it's very cumbersome. It is a challenging task. And we found another way that where the monies will still come from Washington through the Bureau of Indian Education directly to the schools. Direct funding to the schools. So the Navajo Nation will not be involved in how those monies are distributed. The law is already very clear under Public Law 100/297, where those monies human resources do federal government, civil service employees, they will not be employed by the Navajo Nation. They're going to be employees of these regional districts. This whole system we're going to call the Ne Consolidated School System. One of the school will become a district office, and all of the ancillary and support services to run those schools will be administered at the district office, where the principal will report to the superintendent. The principal's primary role is going to be instructional leadership. But with the way things are right now, there are a lot of standards, a lot of expectation. Because of all these changes that has happened through federal law, state laws. So we're trying to make the principal as the lead instructional leader so that the full concentration will be on teaching and learning every day. If you have certification in different areas, that's very critical. Even being a lawyer is like that. You have to have a state certification. Even in being a teacher, you got to have degrees. You got to have this certification. So it doesn't end. So we're hoping that through this new system that we're calling Navajo educational system will be more effective than what we have. This is an opportune time for Navajo. Rather than just talk about it and blame each other for all the problems and failures that is there, there's enough blame to go around. But we can't just thrive on that. We have to do something with the problem and make something better. Ibn Dalinishik, Ashikwasil, Lenigi, Ayagon Seil Kestida, Ayaga Bache, Ta, a Kondewa Bonet, Leshehut, Bala Nate, Dequa, Kota Nana Shan, or Bayat Hiko, Ale Didi Bayet, Abahazan and Halan Halle, a Kondego Hoyet, Inhalo, Katsilkit, the Bench of Shane, Ejo A. Naha Nil Bahazan Dolle, or School Board, then Ejo A. Achinalne. That's 5 school boards, maybe 7 board members. That means eliminating the local school boards. And only those regional school boards will have the authority to oversee all these 10 schools. That's not unusual. So like within the public school, Central Consolidated School District in Sherbrooke has 16 schools under one school board. Gallant McKinley County School has 34 schools under one board. That makes sense. The laws are very strong as to how there is accountability and transparent. In the Department of Education, our role will be, we will serve as the regulatory control and establish standards for learning and for teaching, for assessment. Department of the Education, Dodi, Navajo Nation, Ultahidi Yilye Jinne, Jod Adahan, Edo Hot Eda Ishja, we're a government agency, so we cannot be running school. The local school establishment with the principal and the site council and with the regional school board, they will oversee all of this at the local level. So Dodi's role would be to provide technical guidance, technical support, and establishing standards and regulatory controls so that everything is in place and they're accounted for. So the whole intent of this is to comply with a law that was passed in 2005 called Navajo Sovereignty in Education Act. The Department of the Education will become similar to a State Department of Education. Under one uniform system of governance, one uniform system of human resources, one uniform system of finance, including curriculum and assessment. Among all the 66 schools, that's very important. There's another piece that I want to talk about very briefly. Accountability workbook by the United States Department of Education, Secretary Arne Duncan, will be given final approval probably within the next couple of weeks. That's a very important piece to this whole movement, where we will have control of measuring learning based on our Diné ways. Rather than using the state standards and state assessment, we're going to use the Common Core Standard and the PART assessment for all the 66 schools, whether they're in Arizona, New Mexico, or Utah. All of it will be uniform. So that's another big initiative that we have been working on. We're almost at the tail end of getting approved. That's going to be very significant. Stay tuned on radio because it's going to hit national news and it's going to be a big agenda for Navajo Nation to have accomplished. And so I'm excited about that, and I want to mention it while I have the time. So overall, my people, I think this is something that has to be done right now, not later. We've waited long enough. We know the problems. We know the weaknesses. Let's do something and do something about it so that our children can be thankful 50, 100 years on that. Boy, our people did the right thing. Our people made the right choice. I think that it's very possible. To me, we're ready. To me, we have the expertise. We have the willingness. We have the understanding to do a better job than the federal government, than the state government. So I want to leave you with those words. I wish you well again. This is Tommy Lewis from Department of Dine Education, overseeing all educational programs on Navajo. Within the department, we oversee early childhood, Head Start, elementary, secondary, higher ed, vocational ed, special education, adult education. So it's a big, tremendous responsibility, but at the same time, very rewarding. We have a website, Department of Dine Education, www.departmentofdineeducation.org. Our phone number is 928-871-7475. We're going to have public hearings in various places within November. If you are available, we can sit down and tell you more so that you can learn more. But for right now, I gave you a lot of information in 30-minute time. I wish I had 5 hours. Maybe at some point in time, we'll be able to get some information out there. We're going to have a big advertisement in the Navajo Times probably next week or the next following week, 2-page advertisement, talking about all this work, all this initiative, so that people can read up on it as well and get a better understanding. Nahalchendo, Nano Selto, another house atoll, Amado Jeche, another, that no sehegi, ah, not so here, Ninat Anina, no senegi ultra, by Yastito, Beso Zenegi, Ed on Trago here.